Thank you for tuning in to Vine Life with host Janine Davis and special guest, international evangelist Stephen Evans of Light of Life International.
Good morning. Welcome to Vine Life. I'm your host, Janine Davis. This morning, we're going to continue our ministry with Stephen Evans and Dennis. They're of Lowly, and Lowly is Light of Life International. Stephen was born in Australia, and he also is the son of Desmond Evans, who was also a senior pastor for 30 years in Fort Worth. Stephen was a personal assistant to Reinhard Bonnke for many years, and God has placed on his heart a ministry in Honduras and Nicaragua, Africa, and abroad. And we are here today to allow him to minister to us about some of the things that God is doing around the world. Dennis, you want to say hi?
Well, I'm just excited to be here today. And I know that his mercies endure forever, and they're new every day. So today, I know there's something new from God that he wants to manifest.
Dennis is a pastor, and he pastors in Nicaragua and Honduras as well. And God, the Holy Spirit, has joined him with this phenomenon. And I say he's phenomenal because the Holy Spirit flows so freely in him. And that's because he has chosen audience to decrease, that the Holy Spirit will increase and has increased in him daily. Good morning, Stephen Evans.
Hey, what a joy to be back with you this morning. Thank you for having us on.
So you ready to go into deeper waters?
I'm ready to go where Jesus goes.
Okay, so come on, let's talk about some signs and wonders and some miracles and some of the evidences of God's hand.
Absolutely. You know, for us, the very first time we saw that in Central America, you have to understand, if you weren't with us last week, then we shared a little bit about being in Africa with Reinhard Bonnke and seeing just these massive crowds and just the signs and the wonders and the supernatural power, the glory of God just being manifest in Africa. Well, you come out of that and you're stepping out in faith and you're being obedient and you're asking God, you're going before his throne. You know, we want to see your character. We want to see your nature poured out in Central America. Just like you're probably listening today saying, I want to see that poured out here in the United States. And yes, Lord, we want to see all of that. And so we were in Honduras and just crying out to the Lord for him to just show himself like that in our midst. And I remember the first time it happened, we were in a place called Santa Cruz in Honduras up in the mountains. And there was a young lady, probably a teenager, who was there, maybe a college student. She was there and she had been run over by a bus. And that's not hard to believe if you know Honduras. They have these buses that move very quickly. They're all over the road. The people walk on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. And she had been ran over by like a school bus. Mm-hmm. And they had left her there on the side of the road to die. And so this poor woman, I mean, she's in unbelievable pain and she can't walk. I mean, she didn't die, but she's in great pain, a lot of injury. So she came to our evangelistic evening and in that little soccer stadium that we were gathering in Santa Cruz. And you know, something happened that night that was glorious. And I love this testimony because it had nothing to do with us. At some point that night, whether it was in praise and worship, whether it was during the ministry of the word, I don't know, but at some point the glory of God just sovereignly fell on her. And she was there, she had her crutches, and she was in pain, and suddenly her testimony was, it was like fire fell into her head, it ran down her back, all the way down her legs and into her feet, like fire straight through her body. And she came up to the platform, and she was sharing her testimony. She was, I've been in pain. I haven't been able to move without these crutches. But tonight, the power of God just overshadowed me, and the pain is gone. I have movement and flexibility like I haven't had since I got ran over by that bus. And so I grabbed one of the crutches. And I said, you know what? I'm going to walk over here to the other side of the platform. If you are strong enough to move, I want you to come across this platform. Well, this young lady just comes flying across the platform. And she just throws herself into my embrace. And you have to see this picture. She has her head buried right inside my chest. And she's weeping. She's emotional. And I put my arm around her, my left arm around her to hold her there. And I have this crutch in my other hand. So I'm just kind of holding it out to the side. And as I'm holding her, the Lord speaks to my heart. And I have this picture framed at this very moment. And I have it framed for two reasons. One, it's like, wow, we serve an awesome God who loves us and cares about us and heals us. And like he healed her that night. But I heard the Lord speak something to my heart that changed the course of our ministry that from that point moving forward. This is what he said to me as I'm holding her. He says, I want you to know, Stephen, that the God of Africa is also the God of Latin America. And for me to have seen everything happen in Africa with Reinhardt and all those signs and wonders and unbelievable miracles, and then to see this notable miracle happen that night, and the Lord to say to me, listen, I am not geographically challenged. I am the same in Africa as yes. I am Latin America. That just so took my faith to a deeper level. I was like, thank you, Jesus, that your character and your nature and your power is real here. And I want to just say this on the radio today. Yes, we have a powerful God who works wonders in Africa. Yes, we have a powerful God who works wonders in Latin America. But the God of Africa is the God of Central America, and he is also the God of the United States of America. And so if you are in a place today where you need hope, you need healing, you need something supernatural to take place to you, man, you are at the right place today, because the presence and the glory of God is going to wash over you and bring transformation and change for his praise, his glory, his honor.
Amen. Woo! Thank you, Lord. I mean, audience, I'm telling you, if you're not moved and stirred in your spirit after that, well, we just going to keep on praying for you. That's all I'm going to say to that. Now, okay. So you're moving around, you're up in the mountains, and God is calling you to other little cities and villages and places like that, and you're proclaiming God's word, you're preaching the gospel to Jesus Christ. I want to know, Stephen, what's happening to you?
Mm. Well, you know, it's been just the most incredible journey for me personally. For me personally, as I was saying last week, you know, Light of Life here in Nashville is L-O-L-I. It's lowly. It's a call to be lowly. It's a call to be broken. It's a call to be a pursuer of his presence, to be passionate as a worshiper, someone who is hungry. And for me, it just seems like as the nature and character of God continues to be demonstrated and manifest before our eyes, there is a hunger that just keeps going deeper and deeper inside our soul, in my soul. We were in Costa Rica in the heaviest rainstorm that we've ever been, and there were still thousands of people who were standing in ankle to knee deep water because they were so hungry during this torrential rain. They were so hungry for the presence of the Lord, and the fire of God just fell in that place, and just the supernatural power of God just began touching people in so many radical ways. And I remember taking the microphone and handing it to a pastor because it was just on fire inside my heart. And I gave him the microphone. I said, I'm done. Went to the back of the platform and just lifted my arms before God. I said, God, I want this too. I don't want to just be Lord. Here to be a performer or to
yes,
be a...
Yes.
I want to be a participant.
Yes.
I don't want to be a spectator. I want to be a recipient.
Yes.
And there in the rain, I mean, I was done. It's like, I don't care who's doing the testimonies. I don't know who's doing the rest of the service. I'm over here in the back because my heart is exploding. It's on fire.
And you needed
I want
to
more
worship.
Of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
You were and I just want to say today, yes. if you know Jesus, if you have been touched by his Holy Spirit flame, you know that there is nothing like life with Jesus, and you know that every day gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter with him. And that is my testimony, that as the Lord meets me in the morning and meets me during the day and meets me in the evening, oh, his presence is just poured over us, and it's so beautiful. And it's just, you know, I heard a minister say once, prayer is simply letting Jesus enjoy your time with him. And I thought, man, we serve a God who enjoys spending time with us.
Yes.
And oh, my heart is that we would enjoy spending time with him because it's sweet. And out of that, wow, out of that secret place, like you know, flows everything else.
Everything.
You want to do something great for God? Spend some time with God.
Yes. Mm. It's a lifestyle.
It makes a difference.
Yes.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. And you can tell the ones who spend time with them, because less and less of our physical DNA is lessened and more of Christ's DNA is more and more exceedingly and abundantly. There's an abundance of him. And I can see God. When Brendan came back, I didn't talk to him about it, but his whole countenance had changed. And I knew that he had been in the presence of the King.
Yeah, that's right.
I knew that God showed up in a mighty way, because when you're in that type of presence and worship and lifestyle, you look different.
Yeah. And I know there are people who are hungry today. They're probably listening to this program right now. I know they are hungry for more of God. And I mean, if we could just even right now just take a moment and just pray that blessing over people, because the promises are true in Scripture. Those who hunger and thirst
after
for righteousness.
Yes!
They're going to be filled. Mm. It's the promise of Scripture.
Stephen, I'm trying to hold it together now.
And I'm telling you, Isaiah tells us to come to the river, to come to the banquet table, to come that you might be fed, that you might receive the manna from heaven. And we serve a Father who wants to distribute it freely to us. And so, you know, Pastor Dennis, would you just take a moment and would you just bless the people, those who are crying inside their heart for more of God, that they would have an encounter with Jesus, they have an encounter with the Holy Spirit that would deepen their hunger, and that they would see the release of God's blessing.
Amen. Well, we just come in agreement and we declare a before and an after. We declare that it's God that makes the difference, and in his presence, there's fullness of joy. Mm. We just declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we declare, God, that right now, as people are listening, coming in agreement, humbling themselves, opening their hearts, God, you start to minister in a powerful way.
Yes, Lord.
And there's something that the Lord put in my heart was that as we see hundreds of people going overseas, they go and they are a blessing. But the word of the Lord says that he who refreshes other will be himself refreshed. Mm-hmm. And I declared that today there's people that activate their faith, that are touched and are moved to be a blessing to others. And I declare that the blessing of the Lord will flow in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 You know, Ezekiel said in the Bible, you know, the Lord asked Ezekiel, can these dry bones, can they bring life?
Yeah.
I mean, in these times, can you hear the audience? Can you hear the bones rattling? Can you hear them coming together? Because Ezekiel says, surely thou knowest, O God. That's lowly. He didn't even try to answer.
No.
He looked up to the one who knew.
Yeah.
And then God said, prophesy. And see, that's what I see through this ministry. I see you speaking the word, and I can see the flesh and the muscles and the cells and the tissues of the church clinging and coming together to receive their King.
Amen.
Because the Bible says that he's coming back.
King's coming.
For a church without a spot or a wrinkle.
Yeah.
That means he's doing a lot of washing and ironing. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
And he's using those that are available.
Yeah.
You may be in prison. You may be in a crack house. You may be on the street ministry. You may be ministering to the homeless. You may be ministering anywhere. You might be just at home ministering to your children, which is a great thing. Because I was in that place for many, many years. You might be in a place to minister to your husband. Husband, you may be in a place to minister to your wife. But don't give up. You ask the Lord, Father, can these dry bones bring life? And you tell him, Surely, Lord, thou knowest. And he would give you the strength and the grace. And that's what I see in this ministry. Mm-hmm. I see you don't even have, you have purpose. Your purpose is in Christ.
That's right.
And he does everything else. He
does everything else.
Hallelujah. Mm. You know, he does the blueprint. You just show up.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no rehearsals, audience. There's no rehearsals. There's no big, phenomenal meetings and strategies. The strategy is in the throne room.
That's it.
It's in prayer.
That's it.
It's in servitude every single day. Mm. I don't want you to miss it, and I don't want you to get it twisted.
Mm.
Have church with the King.
Hallelujah.
And then go to church.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Mm. Boy, I tell you, you have ignited KDKR and Vine Life today.
Thank you,
Glory
Jesus.
To God. Mm-hmm. Now, audience, on this second show, I really didn't tell you who Pastor Dennis was to Stephen Evans. So, Stephen Evans, I want you to tell the audience who Pastor Dennis is to you and to your ministry.
You know what? I think every person dreams about having a someone standing with them who is faithful and who is loyal, who is talented and gifted. And I could never have dreamed in a million years to have someone like that. And Dennis, you are a friend and you are a brother. And the Lord has knitted our hearts like David and Jonathan. And we have seen the things that the Lord has done in the nations, and it has made us glad. But the things that really excite me is the relationship that we have is like a kindred spirit. And, you know, Pastor Dennis, he's more than a pastor. He's more than a crusade director. He's more than a very, very close friend of mine. This is a man of God who is valiant, who is full of faith, who is a prayer warrior and an intercessor. But even more than that, one of the things I love about Pastor Dennis is he is a faithful husband. He is a faithful father. One of the things that we talk very strongly about in our ministry is it's not going to do anybody any good for us to become a really famous ministry, you know, being all over the world, having all these resources, and for us to be estranged from our family, for us to be separated from our wives and from our kids. It's really, really, really important that we walk lowly before Jesus and that we walk lowly before our wives, that we walk lowly before our children, and then having been faithful to the Lord and having been faithful to our family, then being faithful to the call to take the gospel to the nations. And one of the best things I could say about Pastor Dennis is he is a lover of his wife. He is a lover of his three children, and he has a passion for them to see them step into the destiny and the fullness and the calling that God has for their life. And then out of that, there comes a passion from his family and from our family and from the families of the lowly community to take the gospel in the fullness of strength and power to those who would hear it and that we would declare it. But, you know, the thing I love about you the most is that you're a family man and that, you know, that you care deeply about your wife, Tammy, and about your kids. And I just want to share this. If there happens to be any ministers listening out there, listen, I know how you would want to work hard and you'd want to dream big and how you'd want to see promotion and you'd want to see the finances come in. And all those things are important. I get that. But our first and foremost ministry on this planet is if you're a man, it's to your wife. If you're a lady, it's to your husband. And then it's to your children. And if we are successful there, if we can win in the family as husbands, if we can win in the family as fathers, then everything else above and beyond that in the world is a bonus. And so I just have that in my heart this morning just to say, if you are a father and you're hearing my voice, love your wife today. That pleases the Lord. If you're a father today, love your children, hug your children, kiss your children, hold your children today because it pleases the Lord. And then having been faithful in your home, take that fire, take that love, take that passion and go set this world on fire for the gospel of Jesus.
Woo!
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. You know, I have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. That was a prophetic word. You know, the enemy took dominion from man in the garden, and Jesus gave it back on the cross. And women, I know there's a lot of hurting women out there listening, or women that are divorced, or women who say, I want a godly man, or there aren't any men. If you heard that call, if you heard that prayer, then know that God, just like from the four winds of the corner of the earth, has called it all in. He's working it. There are great men of God. There are men who love their wives, who love their children, who put them first, who are taking dominion of their roles as husbands, as fathers, as teachers, as ministers, as lovers of God. This should really encourage you to be in the place in God where this type of man can find you. Mm-hmm. It will not be in the club. Mm-hmm. But it will be in the throne room of God. These men that God have appointed and anointed will find you in servitude of the Father. Mm-hmm. They do exist. Father God, mm-hmm, I thank you. I thank you for your holy and divine word. Mm-hmm. I thank you for your purpose, mm-hmm, as which you have ordained it to be. I thank you and I pray over this ministry, Father God. And I thank you for the honor of being able to give them a platform to allow the people, your people, Father, to be touched and to be changed by the anointing and power of your word. For your word says that it's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. And right now, Father, I release the spirit of hurt and oppression and depression over women, over families, over sons, and over daughters. That at the name and the sound of Jesus, that every knee shall bow and every oppressing and dominant spirit that is not of God must flee. Father God, I thank you that we will now walk in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray it done. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just really needed to pray and seal that, because it's such a prophetic, and you're going to see more of the prophetic in your ministry. Receive and in that. Your walk.
Receive that.
For this end time, God is going to, he's made all the provision.
Yeah.
That's favor.
Yeah.
That's God. And like you said, Stephen, earlier, you know, God opens the doors that no man can shut.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And we, and even in Isaiah, it says that his ways are far above our ways. Audience, don't sit and think how it's going to happen, mm-hmm, when it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Just praise him, because he's already done it. Mm-hmm. And ask him to put you in the place, mm-hmm, that your eyesight is clear, that your spiritual sight is clear, that your ears can hear. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus said when he was on the earth, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Mm-hmm. Because ears were closed and eyes were shut. Mm. But this wave, this wind of love and of God and of obedience, mm-hmm, and submission to his majesty,
yeah,
is opened.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing to all of that. You realize, people, that you could have been placed at any time, mm-hmm, on the human timeline by your father. He could have dropped you in at some place, you know, in around Adam and Eve's time. He could have dropped you in, you know, during the Jesus lifetime or the middle. I mean, if I could be alive at any other time in the history of humanity outside of today, I would have wanted to see my Savior walk the planet.
Mm.
But I know that in these end times, these prophetic times, these supernatural times, Joel says, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit times.
Yes.
That, you know, that means we're closers in this prophetic generation.
Yes.
That we're at the end of that timeline where all the prophecies are coming true. All the supernatural things are being tied together. And that makes this time a very special and poignant time. And that makes your life very special. It makes your life prophetic and anointed and powerful. You are not here for an accident. You are not here just to take up a little bit of time and then be gone. But we're calling for all hands on deck that you would step into the fullness and the purposes that God has for you and for all of us. Because this is the day the Lord has made. We can rejoice and be glad in it. And we know soon and very soon we're going to see the King. And so, my friends, let the Lord bring healing where there needs to be healing. Let the Lord release forgiveness where forgiveness needs to be released. Let the Lord do his perfect work of character and nature in your heart so that in these closing days that you can be powerful on the earth, mighty men and women of God, because that is who we are in this kingdom. We are supernaturally powerful in God.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. And we are going to end with that prayer. Oh, my goodness. This has been such a wonderful, such a blessed time of coming together with my brothers. I thank you, Stephen.
Thank you so much.
I thank you, Dennis. I thank you, Brendan. I thank you. Audience, this time and next, stay connected to the true vine, which is in Christ Jesus. And we have just walked with God in the cool of the day. And I invite you to come along.
Thank you for listening. For more information on today's show, you can go to www.vinelifeconnection.com.